Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's a good day program. Time now for you to know what's going on in the world. Time for you to understand what the truth is. Trying to get the facts. Yep. And then you want clarification? We got it right here on Good Day. Let's see what we have for good news here. Yeah, let's raise our hands. You know, looking up to the sky. Satellites that we have, you know, we're always talking about all the space junk, things that are traveling around the planet at sometimes 240, 250, 290 miles above the surface. And then there are those satellites that go up to 20,000, the satellites that carry our signal, for example, that bring the program to the radio stations and to the other facilities that use, you know, when you have the TuneIn, that's what it is, and some of the other places. Anyway, that requires satellites. So now comes the story of these very powerful space satellites that can identify whales. And each whale from the markings on the whale. So they're being used to help save critically endangered species like some of these whales. What an interesting technological advance, huh?
They can identify individual whales and their migration patterns, and it's all in an effort to keep them away from ships. And we've been talking before about different cargo ships changing their routes and even taking longer to get from point A to point B just to steer away from where the whales are migrating. And now these satellites that are just powerful enough to, again, even see the individual markings of these whales to identify them, it's astounding.
So, do they tell them? They don't signal the whale to move.
Yeah.
They must be signaling.
There's like a light, and it's like, please stop here. Take a
Yes, right. Yeah. Hold your horses. We'll move around.
Keep the ships away and chart new courses, help prevent collisions or net entanglements.
So I wonder where the information must come from the satellite to some central gathering point, and then it goes out to wherever these ships are, because the satellites are tracking the ship's movements. The ship, you know, there's no such thing. You can't hide anymore from anything or anybody, whether you're a trucker, if you've got a newer car, you got GPS or Waze or something. Anybody wants to find you, they can find you.
A lot of different auto insurance apps even have things that can tell how fast you're going by just connecting your phone. And I know Allstate, they used to do, what was it, the Safe Driver or something or other.
Award. They gave you a Safe Driver bonus.
Yeah, so they can actually tell if you are speeding or not.
Yeah, right. I'm not interested in that much technology, frankly. All right, so North Atlantic right whales are individually endangered, some species. There are only 336 of those puppies around. And so this is why this is important. I think it is. It's kind of that we want to keep things around like whales. Whales have been a part of the planet like sharks way longer than we have been. The human condition is probably 300,000-400,000 years old, and the whales have been around for millions of years. So now the research, which has been going on for a couple of years, we can give the Canadian Space Agency some kudos for their initiative to explore ways to detect these whales using the powerful satellites. Space technology. Whoopee! Let's hear it for Space Tech. We're catching good things, though, and that's the good thing, that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, There's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that, too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report listening to these people? Yeah, cavities especially. You can smell B.O. Nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. If she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? Put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E. Is her name, right?
Yeah, and it's almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil, and so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't, and she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is
person
pretty amazing,
had
isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. The dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there is a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way, but just have, what, do they find out what is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that
some sort of sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right. So there we are with an interesting.
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
Yeah. You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. Checking out the good news. Here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists. They're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months. This, whatever they have put into the medication, it apparently triggers cells of long spindly parts where the nerves may be severed. They regenerate themselves Apparently, this is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these treatments so far, they're showing well, and I'm sure that human trials will be next.
Have you ever known anybody? I've known people that have broken their backs, broken their necks in skiing accidents, for example, car accidents, that sort of stuff, falling off of ladders.
Yeah.
And the rehab is really awful. Sometimes you can, people have broken their necks. You know, you think when somebody breaks their neck, they're going to die because your neck, you know, is only the size of a quarter, and all the stuff that goes from your brain to the rest of your body travels around your neck. So if that's miscombobulated, kind of like curtains, and I think it used to be that way. You know, they say if you ever break your neck, well, how do you know you've broken your neck? I guess is the question. But then if you do, you just don't move at all. Just stay still.
And sometimes it could be something that isn't a full-on break, and if you do move, then it could cause that even more. That's why they always say don't always move people if there is a victim of like a bad car accident or something, and just let medical help arrive. And that's why they always put that brace on you before they move you onto the stretcher to get you into the ambulance.
Keep you straight. Neural transmissions are the focus here. It's being done at the Imperial College in London, where they do a lot of this kind of research. And it is very important because there's a lot of spine cord injury in the world, and there's no cure really for it. So, you know, this is a way you have to have those electrical signals going from your brain to your body. That's when they don't, when you don't have the electrical impulses, that's when you get paralyzed. Or you are, the definition of being paralyzed is you're not getting any signals to help your body. As you've noticed probably, hopefully over the years when you have taken a good course in biology, you don't, when you're walking, do you think to yourself, wait a minute, now I have to put my left foot first and then I put my right foot first?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think of that.
You go
when you're going to eat your food, you have a fork in your hand and your fork miraculously carries food to your mouth. You don't think about that, right? Well, if you don't have...
Subconsciously, at least, yeah.
No, right, exactly, yeah. Subconsciously, obviously, your brain's telling your hand to move so you can put the food in your mouth. But that's... When you get a spinal cord gap and there's no connection, you don't have any of that stuff. 300,000 people a year living with spinal cord injuries. Good Lord. Well, that's good. There's some good news, right? Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you. Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, there they are. The dogs in the backyard complaining there aren't enough cats to chase. This is a perfect time to introduce you to Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. You can find all about The Pet Show at petshow.com. He is an expert when it comes to P-mail. If you would like to get to Warren, his P-mail address is Warren Eckstein, Eckstein, at pmail.com.
I'd love to know where that's going to go.
I'm thinking that myself. Okay, let's see where that goes. All right, so would you like to explain the reference to P-mail, my friend?
Yeah, you know, we, as human beings, when we want information, we read it with our eyes. When dogs want information, they use their nose.
Snippers.
So I got asked the other day, specifically, why when I take my dog out for a walk, specifically in areas where so many other dogs pee, why does my dog want to really spend a lot of time there smelling? Mm-hmm. That's what I call P-mail. Mm-hmm. All the information that dog needs is in that location. He can tell the sexes of the other dogs, the food. So I call it P-mail. It's a nicer way to put it. So the next time your dog's smelling around there, ask him if he downloaded his P-mail.
Maybe we could do. Could get Daisy a P-mail address. DaisyMay@pmail.com.
I think
Warren.
No, that's okay. Warren at pmail.com. Gets enough P-mail on this already.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right. So let's talk about what it takes to make a dog comfortable. That is the routine. I know every morning Daisy comes into my studio and she's ready to have a pee, speaking of pees, and we go outside, she has a pee, and she sniffs around, comes back in, waits for her breakfast, get her breakfast, then go out for a walk and a poop, and pretty much every day, and then she comes with me, she's in my truck with me pretty much all day long when I'm out and about. That's a routine that she seems very comfortable.
Yeah, but, you know, so many of your listeners and my listeners, Doug, are the type of people, and God bless them, that go out there and adopt their dogs and adopt their cats. But when it comes to dogs, many dogs that are adopted were subjected to unpredictability in their lives, and that really can cause a situation. But once you adopt a dog, I don't care what they've been through, and you establish a predictable routine, consistent cues, a lot of positive reinforcement, it's possible to provide a vulnerable dog with a safe and comfortable environment, and with that structure and the predictability in their daily life, there can really come a major, major change. So, you know, a lot of people get frustrated when they take a dog from a shelter, and sometimes it takes a dog, you know, 6 months to decompress. So I want you to understand that many of these dogs came with no routines whatsoever,
yeah.
And what we look at them, we may compare them with a dog we had when we were a kid. Don't do that. Give them the opportunity to decompress, and at the same time, establish a routine, be consistent, use positive reinforcement, and the most important thing you can do is when your dog is doing absolutely nothing, just walk by and say good boy or good girl.
You know, Daisy came from a puppy mill down in Arkansas and had been in a cage for 2.5 years, had 2 litters, never got out of the cage, couldn't walk when I got her, had no social skills because she was in the cage, she pooped and peed, and the fact that she's come around to be a healthy, strong member of the community is something I'm very, very thankful for.
Yeah, but so every, you know, people go and adopt a dog and they think instant gratification. You know, if these, so many of these dogs like Daisy with the puppy mill, they've been abused. Or I was working with a dog last week that had 5 different homes before it was 1.5 years old. So every time the dog saw a car, it would panic because it associated the car with being moved to a different location and changing life.
Yeah.
So there are so many things that people need to understand. If you were to look at my emails or my Facebook page, like I do every morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock, by 5:15, I'm in tears because dogs are being returned where they don't have to be returned.
Oh,
people,
my God.
Here's the, you know my rule. Once it comes into the house and it pees and it kisses me, it's there for life. Just that simple.
Yep.
And I think people should understand about that. Don't just go out and do it. When you do it, make the commitment. They do come around. You know, your dog doesn't have to be Cujo. It can turn into Benji if you're careful.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this. This is the story of a Colorado man who was arrested. He blamed his dog for driving over the speed limit. He actually swapped seats with the dog as he got pulled over. The police watched him. He got out of the driver's seat and he put the dog in the driver's seat. And this guy was obviously looped when he got it. The police officer approached the vehicle and he saw this guy put the dog in the
How do you give a dog a breath?
Oh, my God. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, let's get that. Yeah. All right, here's this. This hero cat saved her owner who was having a heart attack. The cat pounded its paws on her chest to wake her up as she was going through a heart attack.
Doesn't shock me.
Isn't that amazing? This woman is only 42 years old as well. But you talk about shocking stuff. And the cat was meowing as well very loudly. So that's what got the attention of other people in the house. So good for her. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Send your P-mail to warrenextein@pmail.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The so-called doomsday cult mom will spend life behind bars for the murder of her 2 youngest children.
You're sentenced to the custody of the State Board of Corrections to serve the maximum allowed sentence, a fixed determinate term of life imprisonment with no possibility of parole.
Earlier this year, Lori Vallow Daybell was found guilty of murdering her 17-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son and conspiring to kill her husband's ex-wife. Idaho prosecutors say she and her husband were obsessed with doomsday-focused religious beliefs. One of of the biggest trucking companies in the U.S. is shutting down operations. Over 30,000 workers at Yellow Trucking are now out of a job after the Nashville-based company called it quits. The Teamsters and Yellow have been at odds after the company sued the union, claiming it was blocking restructuring plans needed for the company to stay afloat and avoid bankruptcy. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirshner probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. Here's the story about a pregnant woman who caught a 2-year-old boy who fell from the second-story window. She was out in, this is a woman who lives in Iowa, she jumped into action to help a toddler who fell from a second-story window. Carrie Jones was out walking her dog in Des Moines, and she spotted a 2-year-old boy throwing items from the second-story window of a nearby home. At one point, Jones said the boy began leaning over the edge of the window. Where the hell is the mother or the father or some figure? So anyway, she tried to get
into things very fast.
I suppose, yeah, right.
I mean, you even step into a different room for one.
Yeah, but
second.
The window open, and she, yeah, I don't know, something like that. I can see my grandson, who's a little bit less than 2 years old, my second grandson. He's into everything, But they live on the bottom floor. But it's still, there are lots of things they can get into as much as anything else.
Get
so this lady's screaming.
She's 33 weeks pregnant, too.
Yeah, right. So the toddler loses his grip and falls toward the ground. But the video, is there a video of this? Somebody's got a video of this, right? I didn't get that there was a video. She told a story.
I don't believe that there is a video.
No video.
But, yeah, so she was standing right underneath him in case he did fall. And she, because the window is open, so she's screaming because she's thinking, well, someone might hear
me. Somebody's got to be there.
But there was no response. When the toddler lost his grip, she was there to catch him, thankfully.
So sweet. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the story of a couple of brothers, 6-year-old, 3-year-old, in serious trouble with their folks after stealing and then crashing their family car. 6 years old.
How did the child out of the 6-year-old even know how to drive when a lot of adults don't even know how to operate vehicles?
Bunga, bunga. How about that? That's a good story for Nick for Miles, actually. Here's a fellow found the surprise of a lifetime in his field. 700 coins. This is down in Kentucky. Guy finds 700 coins from the Civil War buried on his land. And this stuff could be worth millions. Nearly 700 $1, $10, $20 gold dollars issued by the U.S. Mint around the time of the Civil War. The discovery is being called the Great Kentucky Hoard. These gold coins, said the finder, the most insane thing ever. Now, I'm betting nobody, he's not making himself known, right? We don't know who this guy is. Cause
no.
If you know who he is, the world's going to collapse around him, right? Exactly. Apparently, a lot of wealthy Kentuckians bury large quantities of gold and silver just before the Civil War and during the Civil War. So they've been looking around for these. The archaeologists have been, of course. And this fellow seems to have found them. There's gold in that there land. So here we go. Kentucky was neutral, by the way, at the time. So a lot of people from both the North and the South buried money. They literally buried money.
Mm-hmm.
In the land, or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins.
Yeah.
That meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, because so you could get one of those, well, those magnet things that you go around, there are people that go to the beach or they go around.
Oh, the metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. There's a poll out this week of mothers and fathers, caregivers, finding that 84% consider raising children to be the greatest thing that ever happened. How could you argue with that? And in that subset, the question was, what was the best part about that? And cuddles came out as number one. Other favorite aspects, Jay, seeing the personalities develop. My God, I'm looking at my grandson Jasper and how he's so expressive and laughs so much. And he makes my son laugh as much as he does the funny things. And my quirky other grandson, Miles, he's the funniest, smartest little kid, and I just want to be around him. I just love being around him. So anyway, this survey of 1,300 adults is looking at children, trying to figure out how to bottle up this energy, right? Bottle up the energy of the children. And your energy, what you feel like. The happiness, of course.
Yeah, when it's what you love. I liked kids that I was related to. I liked babies and children who were my friends' kids. But I typically was not a child person. And then having my son back, it changed my DNA. Like, it absolutely changed my soul.
Oh, yeah.
And just how funny they are.
Oh, my God.
I never understood when a parent would say, oh, to see the world through their eyes, or when they're experiencing something for the first time, and now I get that, and it's just this wonder. And like you, Doug, you say you get to be a child all the time when you play with your grandparents, and it's so much fun. And let's be real, a lot of us, we buy toys for children because we want to play with them too.
You got
and we get an excuse to.
So, would you like, we're going to post these on gooddayshow.com, the 22 best things about being a parent. And the focus here is for children under the age of 13, but I think the same about my grown children. My daughter, Brendan, my son and I were talking about this last night because we were talking about having a car. I sold the one that I had in Los Angeles, but I like having a car there for myself when I'm there. And so Brendan said, hey, Dad, next time you get a car, because they have a couple cars, but sometimes they need a third car for whatever. They have small cars and they want to all go out together. So if I get a car, they can use that to go on road trips and stuff. And so he said to me last night, Dad, I really think you should get what you want. Never mind what I think I need. You get what you want. And I laughed. I said, so you had lunch with your sister, right? And he said, yeah, how'd you know? I said, because she and I were talking about that, because I said the same thing. They've moved, and they have a place, and they've always had, well, they when they first got married, they had a couple of cars, and then they got rid of one because they were close to their work at UCLA, and they didn't need two cars. Well, now they've moved away, 14 or 15 minutes further away. It doesn't seem like that much. Megan just soon ride her bike to school on good weather days than to take the car. So, at any rate, I said, okay, well, we'll get a car and we'll all share it. And so she said, well, you're going to get another Range Rover, right? And I said, yeah, probably, even though Brendan wants me to get something that's more economical. And so she just chuckled. And that's the other thing. Talking about the things that are best about being a parent, when Megan wants to be chatty, I often call them. But once a week, she'll call me, and she just wants to talk. And you must do that with your, well, you don't have to go far away. You're right there.
I don't have to go very far, but before, I always, I mean, I talk to them, text with them, actual phone calls every day.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, here are the best things about being a parent. See how many of these you can check off. All right. And again, we'll post them at, on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Number 22, buying them toys. You seek to be one of, that's what you just said, right? You want to play with these toys yourself.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, it is. A lot of fun. I bought, there was an auction this spring of an old, it was like a toy store. And it was, I say like a toy store because it wasn't really, it was like a train, one of those old train stores. Anyway, so it had Erector sets that I remember having when I was, they're made out of metal. They're not made out of plastic. They're not Legos. So I bought all of them in the store. I think I paid $10 a piece for them. And I brought them back in their original cases that go back to the 1940s. And I'm going to see when Miles comes in a couple of weeks how he takes these things and what he does with them. They're the original Erector sets. And people that have been around for a while know what I'm talking about. Okay, number 21 on the list, hearing them talk to themselves. Yes, Miles is great at that. I don't think that Jasper's old enough yet. Does Mac talk to himself? Is he in that point
now? Yes, he talks to himself, or when he's playing by himself, talks with his toys.
Yeah.
When he talks in his sleep, that kills me every time. It is so cute.
Okay, number 20 on this list, getting to make friends with other parents. That's cool. Number 19. No, maybe not.
It depends if you're extrovert or introvert.
I suppose, yeah. I'll keep my child to myself. Thank you very much. Number 19, taking your children to the zoo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Number 18, you appreciate your parents more. Again, these are the best things about being a parent to youngsters who are not yet teenagers. Number 17, the cute compliments that they give to you. Oh, Mommy, you're so beautiful.
Oh, they are just the sweetest. That's what
they are.
The thing where he says,
bottle it.
Miss you, Mommy.
Yeah, bottle it. 16, feeling like their hero. Yeah. You're my hero, Gramps. Number 15, listening to conversations that they have with other children. Ah! Miles has this friend, this little girl. I forget what her name is, but I'll stand where they're having playtime in the playground if I go with Megan to school to just kind of be there. watching them have these serious conversations about stuff. It's fabulous. Number 14, reading bedtime stories. Yep.
Amazing.
All right, number 13, watching children's films together. Not so much. 12.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I will.
Amazing.
I did. Number 12.
Although I did that before I had a child, so, you know.
Yeah. Learning new things with them. Yep. Number 11, seeing the world through their eyes. Amen, brother. Birthday celebrations are number 10 on the list of the best things about being a parent. To those who are under teenage years, the many quirky and wonderful questions they ask. Oh, my God, yes. Yep. Number 8 on this list, seeing them do something that you've taught them to do. They pick it up, yeah. Reliving the magic of Christmas. Number 7, that's for sure. Number 6, they make you appreciate small things in life much more.
Oh, very true.
Yep. Number 5, having new experiences with them for the first time. Number 4, hearing some of the funny things that they say. Oh, my God. They don't know how funny they are because, they just make us laugh. Is it because we're looking at ourselves? Is that part of it, do you think? We're looking at our children, but we're looking at ourselves, really.
I think there is a comedic genius and an untaught wit that is just part of their very DNA and genetic makeup that almost catches you off guard with how funny they can be, and that's why it's so funny.
Yeah. Number 2, watching their personalities develop. And the number 1 thing, best thing about being a parent to children under the age of 13 is the cuddles. As we started with that, and we circle back around to it. If I look at the numbers here, about 25% of those responding think they have new experiences for the first time with their children. And that is the child having, I think the experience is both ways, isn't it? The child has that first experience, that first discovery of something, and you may be going through stuff that you never experienced, discovered, or knew that you have with your children, or maybe your grandchildren.
Or experience is like something, going somewhere that you've never been, taking your child, and you're both experiencing this location for the very first time, or this activity.
Yep. All right, so there it is. Check it out online, our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The hour Monday with Doug Steffen, end of July. Jay and I welcome Chuck Curry to our program with a focus on something that everybody cares about, except nobody knows what this theme is, Chucker. So what's this?
So they do.
No, they don't. This is. Who knows?
That's the theme. That is the theme to an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie called Total Recall, which came out in theaters in 1990. In my opinion, the first half of that film is good as any action movie ever made. And maybe Arnold's most likable character in Doug Quaid, directed by Paul Verhoeven, who did Basic Instinct and Starship Troopers, a very edgy German director. He was a very edgy director, and I thought Arnold was great in that movie. He turned 76 years old yesterday, by the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold, 76,
pretty,
yeah.
Yeah, pretty good career, and he proved you don't have to be conventional to do pretty well in life, right?
Right, exactly. And there are others around now who are doing the same thing, don't you think? I mean, not being conventional. Who would you say also is in that category? That
I think most action, a lot of people who've hit big in action, you know, Van Damme, obviously Steven Seagal was not conventional,
Right.
not likable, but he had a good run, really good run, actually.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yep. All right, speaking of a good run, this weekend at the box office looks pretty good. We were talking last weekend this time about Barbie and Oppenheimer. Now added to the mix is Haunted Mansion. How'd they all shake out?
The Haunted Mansion came in third. $24 million. It really got into the buzzsaw of Barbie Oppenheimer. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's more than just people wanting to go to see these two movies. It's some sort of like social media movement. The holds on these two films in the second weekend. Barbie number one, $93 million, just 42% off $162 million opening weekend. So $351 million domestically, $774 million worldwide, and Oppenheimer a 44% hold off a $81 million opening. So $46 million over the weekend, $174 million domestically, $400 million worldwide. If somebody told me within 10 days Oppenheimer would do $400 million worldwide, I would have bet every dime I had in my pocket that wouldn't happen. But
yeah,
for some reason, this is a weird phenomenon that it's almost like, it's like a stock market sell-off for like 10 straight days. And then when the market starts to go up, you get the sellers covering. And it's like a rocket ship straight. It's just weird. But it's good for theaters, obviously. I think the bad part for theaters is this strike. And now you're getting studios delaying their projects that were scheduled to release this year into next year, like Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel, which was supposed to come out in December, kicked to March of next year. There's been like seven big films now. That's going to be devastating.
Well, you know what it does? It just speaks to, I'm a capitalist through and through, and so are you. But the greed monsters that run these studios that are now out to break. What's the future if you break the Writers Guild? We're going to break the Actors Union. Well, what are you nuts?
I don't know. But here's the thing. Let's just say me and you are doing business for 100 years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's good business. It's amazing how they have such little regard for the theaters. It's like they know the theaters will get hurt badly if they kick their movies from 2023 into, because there'll be no product. What are they going to show?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's rebooting the COVID, the horrible COVID experience again by doing this.
Yeah. Which was a joke and a half. And if you don't believe it, look, I posted a video you can watch, Chucker, on my Facebook page about COVID, the whole thing exposed by the European COVID Council this past week. Anyway, so what has universally or around the world, Mission Impossible is getting close to a billion, isn't it, around the world?
No, it's a 447 worldwide. I mean, it's had a problem domestically with Barbie and Oppenheimer opening after Mission Impossible first week. So that hurt here domestically. Still 447 worldwide. Nothing to shake your head at. Having said that, the last few did over 700 million worldwide. I don't think this is going to get to that to that rarefied.
Still,
and you got the sequel part two coming out next year.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Yeah, I'm all for it. All right, anyway, so good weekend at the box office. That's the highlight. That's the headline from Chuck Curry on Movie Man. Movie Moments produced for the Good Day program, which includes Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen and Los Angeles' number one radio personality, Jennifer Horn, here at 59 past the hour.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.